Why didn't I go on out? No. I must try. Read the paper. Vietnam losses. I won't answer it. I won't. It'll be the same voice. And it'll ring again. And he'll tell me things. Maybe he'll think I'm not in. I'll take it off the hook. No, I won't answer it. Will you stop ringing? I'm not in, do you hear me? I'm not in. I mean, Seacomb's not here. Why don't you leave me alone? Please leave me alone.
Your nerves getting in a tangle, Seacomb. You know how to end it, don't you?
I will not do it. I will not do it!
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Of it, Lee.
At this stage, nothing.
You know, we've been called in on some oddball jobs before, but this beats the lot of them. Playing nursemaid to a grown man.
That grown man happens to be the Attorney General of the United States. His sanity is in danger.
You want me to read these notes back to you?
No, I can remember. It started 4 months ago when Bill Seacomb's wife left him.
Uh-huh.
Let me turn it over. May 14, took 2 weeks off from the office. Came back May 28, looked haggard, ill. Found wandering Chinatown, night of May 30. Couldn't identify. Spent night in jail. Saw Rex Tatler, psychoanalyst, morning of June 12. Again, 15th, 21st, 30th June. July 1, found unconscious, his home. Saw Tatler again July 10, 11, 20, 23. Collapsed in office yesterday, August 3. Under sedation, Phyllis Marco Hospital.
You got it all?
Yeah. Picture of a very disturbed man.
And we go hold his hand. Get him to talk, huh?
Yeah. In a manner of speaking, Johnny. Phone Simpson at the Phyllis Marco. Find out if we can have access to Seacomb, will you?
Okay. Phyllis Marco Hospital. Dr. Simpson, please. Huh? Yeah, I know, but we're not cops as such. This is Bridges, FBI. Tell the doctor that Lee Masters wants a word with him. Huh? Okay, we'll ring again in 10. Apparently, Simpson's with Seacomb now. The hospital's getting uppity. Newspaper guys around. Plus a cop who keeps ringing.
A cop? What for?
Maybe a personal call. Maybe he knows Seacomb.
Let's get down to the hospital, Johnny. Your ankles are even thinner than I thought, Johnny.
What?
Trouser leg. 14.5 inches.
14. They look real neatly. If only you could see them. Okay. How?
I changed from the baggies you wore 2 days ago. They flapped. Could hear you coming a mile off.
Well, nursemaid's got to be in style, you know. I reckon Seacombe's gone crackers. His wife leaves him, so he goes off the rails.
A man who's been married 3 times?
Now, why not, Lee? Maybe he struck it right this time. Really loved the dame, and she takes a powder on him.
Maybe. So why would a cop ring the hospital?
Well, I told you. Maybe it was a...
We know Seacombe's in hospital. 2 of his staff know. Seacombe's in hospital under a false name. Terry Harrison knows he's there. He phoned us, gave us the assignment. So, Johnny?
I just don't know.
But the newspaper guys are there, and a cop rings up checking. Want me to spell it out for you?
Nope. Someone else knows he's in.
Or was due to go in. Someone who's giving Bill Seacombe the gun. Watching him. Maybe forcing him along.
So who? Someone who tipped off the newspapers? Who?
Maybe a guy who's happy to see a man reduced to a crawling, whining infant. Because that's what Bill Seacombe almost is. Right now.
Back to the office, Lee?
Yeah. Hold on, Johnny. Huh? Who's that coming up the drive?
Hang on. Tall guy in a suit. Pencil mustache. Hat. Well, it turned out. Why for you want to know?
He was standing outside when we left the hospital. He followed us a few steps, then stopped, stood still. Steps are the same.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Mr. Tadler.
You know me?
From Johnny's description of you. It checks with what a man called Harrison gave me. Johnny, meet Rex Tadler, the guy who was treating Bill Seacombe.
Hi.
Rex, Johnny's my assistant.
Good day to you. I stood outside the front door.
I know. You walked a few steps after us.
But I've been told that... Well, I mean your sight.
Sound, Mr. Tadler. Sound. Can I help you?
Yes, I hope I'm not delaying you. I've just been in to see Mr. Seacombe. You were there, too. I'm... Well, he was under my care for a while. It's the most disturbing case. I'd like to follow it up. I was only allowed a few minutes with him, and I could hardly talk to him, but I'm puzzled, and I'd like...
You'd like to ask us what we got from Seacombe?
Yes. I do wish you'd stop anticipating me, Mr. Masters. It's rather unnerving.
Yeah. Can a psychoanalyst be unnerved? Well, we won't talk here. If you'd care to follow this car, we'll go.
That's it in a nutshell. The man is similar to an animal. A fox that's been hunted and can run no more. Mentally, he's in an extreme state of exhilaration and desperation. Physically, he's exhausted. If I didn't believe it impossible, I'd say Bill Seacombe was being, well, haunted by something. He has the appearance of being frightened, mortally frightened.
At wit's end, huh? He saw you 8 times.
Yes.
And each time he wanted reassurance from you that he wasn't going out of his mind.
Yes, exactly. Each time I managed to calm his nerves.
But he never told you what it was that was bugging him?
No, never. I was getting close to it until he collapsed and was taken into hospital. That's why I went there. I think I can help.
And you have to know what's causing his state of mind, right?
Yes. Well, yes, I'm curious, professionally speaking. Bill Seacombe has a distinguished record. He's a clever man. Suddenly, he starts to disintegrate.
Nothing pathologically wrong with him?
No, there's nothing organic, nothing physically that has brought him into this state. No trace of insanity in the family, either. It's all very puzzling.
Could be that his mind is being made to break.
An outside source? But how, I mean...
You tell me. You're the head shrinker.
Well, we all of us have a breaking point. Some weakness in us. Some secret, perhaps. Some kind of guilt. If this were to be played upon, it could break a man.
Brainwashing does just that. Reduces the victim to a state of sniveling impotence. Right? Then, indoctrination.
You're suggesting Bill is being brainwashed into going insane?
Well, maybe not brainwashed. Just suggestions being made that strike the weak chord in him. Rex, who told you he was at the Phyllis Marco Hospital?
Someone rang me. I can't remember his name. Said the Seacom was in there, under a false name. Actually, yeah, I had a great deal of difficulty.
The more, the merrier. Newspaper men ready to talk about it. You, professionally ready to talk about it. Publicity. The whole nation knowing. Adding to the strain.
I'm afraid I'm not with you.
Maybe I'm not with it myself. Yet. Doctor, we'll contact you if we may. Let you know how Seacom's getting on.
If he's getting on.
Yes, well, thank you. I can see myself out.
A death wish?
No. Seacom has no wish to die. At the moment, that is.
Yeah. At the moment. Thank you, Dr. Tadler.
So he was tipped off. Some guy who rang the hospital said he was a cop. Tipped off the newspapers.
Must be.
Lee, you think Bill Seacom is being driven to knock himself off, don't you?
Yeah. Which he will do. Unless we find the guy first. The guy or the dame that's driving him to commit suicide.
Oh, come on. You know something? You know something, Lee? They don't come any hotter than you.
No.
Come on.
Good idea. You shouldn't have come back here to the apartment anyway.
Oh, with you waiting here, you think business is going to keep me awake? Oh, let me kiss you again.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, no. Oh, come on. You're kissing my dress.
Well, why don't you?
No.
Oh,
Is he at the hospital yet?
No, do we have to talk about him right now?
He's my husband.
Oh, sure. Sure, like you could care. Okay, yeah, he's out. This morning I phoned. The newspaper's got some good pics of him coming out of the front door.
Nice work.
You really hate that guy, huh?
Yeah.
You know, you ain't ever told me what he did to you. Anything like that. You had lots of dough, clothes, a couple of automobiles. Okay, so you come to me for some loving, but...
He bought me. I told you that.
Oh, so he got you out of a crummy job, too. Set you up in style. Who's beefing?
I am. He bought me. He never let me forget it. Everywhere we went, there'd be a sly dig. Oh, yeah, everywhere. And boy, we went places, high places. First of all, he made me hate myself what I was. Nothing but a tart from Little Falls.
Yeah?
Then.
Let off. All right. Okay, so, and then what happened?
I started to hate him for making me grovel to him.
Well, you could have stuck it out, Lou. Lots of dames getting the fixes like
I
that.
I hate him. He was kinky in many ways.
Oh, so who hasn't got a kink? See, there's reason to...
There's reason enough. It amused him to, you know, make fun of me. Now
it amuses you to drive him nuts, and maybe even kill himself. Yeah, I'm sure glad I'm on your side.
Where'd he go when he left the hospital?
I don't know. Well, where would he go?
Oh, probably Washington. He has a house there. It's quiet. You drive me down there?
Oh, honey, we don't even know
Come
if he's gone.
Just drive me down there. I know he'll be there. It's a place he always used to run to when he was tired or troubled.
Yeah, right now, is he troubled? Okay, baby, we go on a trip. Do me good to get out of New York anyway. Things are hotting up just a little. Anna, why don't you come on over here? Come on and console yourself again, honey, like before. Like you've done the past 4 months. Come on.
You're not answering me. What are you staring at?
Am I staring at something?
I'd say it was the telephone. Your face is away from me. Johnny told me it was there when we came in.
Well, I can't
ring, Bill. It's off the hook. We saw to that. All your phones here are off the hook. No one can ring you.
You think I'm going nuts, don't you?
I think you're being driven into a corner, Bill. Why?
You know why. I keep getting those filthy phone calls. Someone keeps ringing me.
Your wife?
A man who tells me the most terrible things.
About?
About her. Where she is, what she's doing. Especially what she's doing with a man. Descriptions. He tells me that...
Easy, Bill. Oh, easy. And take one of the pills Simpson prescribed for you, huh? Now, look, Bill. I know you've had a hard time. I'm sorry we had to follow you down to Washington. But you're not a nobody. You're an important man holding high office. We want to help you. In fact, I've been ordered to help you.
I didn't call you in.
No, Harrison did. You're being made to break, Bill, by someone. Now, you're too important a man to the states to be broken.
I've resigned. They can find another attorney general.
With your brain, ability, popularity, you virtually make the laws of the land. You're needed. So, who is it that phones?
I don't know.
Where's your wife?
I don't know. With him, he says...
Consider what I'm asking you before you answer me, Bill. I'm not prying. What is your attitude to women?
That's a darn fool question.
No, what I mean is this. Now, the man that rings you says your wife is with him. Is she? Can you have driven her to someone? She did leave you. Now, you think before you answer, huh?
Lou and I... We got on quite well. Maybe there was a streak in me that wants subjection. Okay, so we can all be college graduates, crew cut, drinking root beer, and with no hang-ups. With women.
Hang-ups. So she could be behind it all. Johnny, put the phone back on the hook.
No.
He'll take the calls, Bill, not you. I've been assigned to crack this case, and I'm going to do just that before you crack.
Told you'd be here. I gave you the number.
Yeah, okay. You want me to ring him? Let me give it a fix first.
Why'd you do that?
Because I need it, that's why. Think I'd take it if I didn't need it? You should know what makes a guy like me tick. Didn't you ever see a junkie brought in for treatment?
No. I wasn't in those wards.
Okay. Yeah. So that's it. Oh, come on, give me a kiss, Nursie, will you? Okay. I don't know why I hang around you. Maybe it's because of this figure of yours, huh?
Later, Rock. Ring him.
Boy, you really want to drive him off the edge, don't you? Okay. Yeah, well, what do I tell him this time? A couple more details on how much fun you're having, huh? How much fun we're having? The phone is fixed through, Lee. Call will be tapped, like you said. They'll locate the exact area where the call comes from.
Thanks, Johnny. You know, Bill, if you'd used your nut and called in help at the beginning...
I didn't want... There was so much dirty washing.
Sure, but you could have saved yourself some grief.
Hi there, Billy boy. Are you still in the land of the living? Hey, listen to what me and Lou have just been doing. Well, you see, there she was, and I walk up real close to her, and I... You there?
It's the guy, all right.
Now, Mr. Masters, call just been made to you.
I know. Give it to me.
Oh, hang on, sir. Another operator's giving me the details. Yeah, the call was made from this telephone number, WL, that's Lindsay area, WL05867, the exact address of that call.
Should be about 3 up now.
Yeah, well, stop before the house.
Okay. Now, that guy must have just rented it, huh? Reckon Seacom's wife is with him? Yeah, okay, I stop here. I think it's the next one.
What are you going to do?
I don't want you interfering, Bill. But you can help. And I think you've got reason to help. You go to the back door. Used a gun recently?
I keep in practice. Your own FBI range.
Okay. Whoever comes out, stop him. If it's your wife, stop her as well. I mean it. For your own sake, Bill.
Okay.
Johnny, you come with me. Front way. Now. Go on round the back, Bill.
Okay.
Right, Johnny. We move. See anyone?
No. We're at the door. There's a car in the garage. They're still here.
All right, try the door.
Johnny!
Don't worry. He'll come to. In time. Hello? Help me drag him in the sitting room.
Hey, it's the great Lee Masters, ain't it?
Why, you know.
Okay. Into the sitting room. Or I use this gat on you.
Oh, knowing you, Masters, you didn't bring anyone with you. You and Bridges like to work alone.
Suckers. Ricky Bolas, alias Jim Landon, alias Rock Peterson. Shall I call you by the last name?
How did you know?
Your voice. Now and on the phone. I heard you being grilled once before you went up for a stretch. You still taking drugs? Peddling them? Looks like you're going in for another stretch. Assault. Johnny here.
Clever guy. No one's putting me inside again, you hear?
Mrs. Seacom, technically there's very little we can get you for. You can go free with a conscience. Now, tell this lover boy of yours to hand over the gun.
Oh, no. We're moving out, and you're coming with us.
No.
You reckon I can't force you, Masters?
You know me, Rock.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I gotta bump you off.
Hello, bring me the empty syringe on the table, huh?
Okay.
Masters, you know what happens when a guy gets air injected into a vein? He dies. Yeah, he dies. No one knows how. Just a pinprick into the vein. Yeah, the gun will be too messy, too much evidence. It sort of equals things, too. Huh? Me giving Masters a hypo.
Hurry it up, Lou. Oh, so here we are, Bridges.
You just watch, huh? First your boss gets it, then you. Okay, Masters. Coat off. Come on. Sleeve up. Come on. Okay, now the sleeve up. Come on. Yeah. And the needle goes into the vein.
Grab the dame, Johnny. Nice work, Bill. Front door's open. Come on round. What's the matter with you, Mrs. Seacom? Not looking forward to meeting your husband again? Face to face.
Listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Veek.